Welcome, Tale Tellers. Time for something different from our creepypasta stint. It's time for something classic, yes? That's right. Tonight's story is a creepy encounter. When a neighbor just won't leave you alone, and nothing in your neighborhood sits right, is it time to investigate or leave? Let's see. Before we start, I want to let you know I have a brand new website. That's right. If you ever need to share this channel around, visit me right there. I have all my links and audio there as well. But SoundCloud will still be my primary host for audio. Okay, enough about me, right? Today's tale teller is Casey Shale 1, with their story, My Old Scheming Neighbor. Turn the lights off, lock all your doors, and listen carefully. This one's creepy. This story includes a lot of paranoia, and it may be a long shot, but here we go. My family and I lived in a nice house, in a relatively friendly town from the time I was 6 until I was 11. The town was generally safe, other than the time some guy tried to lure my sister into his car. From the day we moved in, the neighbors across the street hated my family. We were never quite sure why, but we figured it was because my mum had accidentally parked on their side of the street the first time we visited the house. Regardless, we embarked on a 5-year battle with them that continued back and forth until the day we inevitably moved out. But the story comes from the strange and somewhat creepy, unexplainable things that occurred while we lived across the street from them. The father of the neighbor's household was in his mid-40s. He was bald and gave off kind of a creepy vibe. He would always stare at his teenage daughter, or my mum. For the sake of the story, we'll call him Joe. Joe's father was important in the township for some reason. This meant that Joe pretty much thought he ran my street, neighborhood, and basically anything within a 2-mile radius of his house. So, he did whatever he pleased. This included taking my mum's parking spot, cursing and yelling at her, staring at us, and giving us dirty looks. He accused us of messing with his cars after we'd lived there for 2 years. But we ignored it. Of course, we hadn't touched his vehicle, but he was willing to do anything to make us move out. About a year and a half before we eventually did leave the street, things took a turn in our little feud. My mum was the type of person to take things as a joke, so she would constantly make fun of his accusations and insults. Until he put up cameras. He claimed to the cops in our area that the cameras were to prove that we were, in fact, messing with the cars. The only issue with his story was this. The cameras didn't even face his vehicles. They faced our house, all the way across the street. This meant that none of his cars were even in frame. And to make matters worse, one camera was pointed directly at my window. I was only 10 at the time. So, from that point on, my mum made me keep my shades down and the curtains closed. Other neighbours in the town told us that they had gone into his house and seen the footage, which really did point straight towards my window. I still get chills thinking about that. As if the cameras weren't bad enough, there were various points in which my basement would be broken into, and holes would be drilled into the pipes. We had doors outside that led to our basement stairs, and no matter how much we locked them, the drilling didn't stop. We eventually had to nail wooden boards to the entrance. A few months before we moved, my mum had come home from the store late one night to see someone jump from the fence that separated our yard from the street. The guy just stayed in his car and stared at us. To this day, my mum is convinced that all these things were just tricks that Joe was pulling to get us to leave. They worked. Joe, let's not meet again, because quite frankly, you're creepy, even if you didn't hire people to break into my house and basement. Wow. Joe, you're a jerk. And such a pain in the ass. Seriously, how much time does this Joe have to go around drilling holes and annoying the crap out of people whilst damaging property? Sheesh. People can be so bizarre. Agreed. I hope you never meet Joe the Jerk. A big thank you, though, to Casey Shao One, who approved of this narration. I hope I did it justice, Casey. And if you like this episode, there are a couple of things I want you to do. Just 2 seconds, I promise. Click the like button, and if you have something to say, tell me in the comments below. Whether it be SoundCloud, VidMe, YouTube, I always welcome feedback. I absolutely love talking to tale tellers. Oh, and please don't forget to check out my new website. I really hope you like it. I made it for the fans out there. So, tale tellers, that's tonight's episode. Turn the lights back on, keep the doors locked, and as always, till next time.